Hotline. We say good morning to a guy who's heard quite a bit of booing over the weekend. It's Josh Hamilton. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yeah, not much.
Thanks for the time this morning. Guess that was kind of a tough weekend for you, huh?
Well, you know, I love baseball, but it's not what's important to me. Mm-hmm. You know, what's important to me is Katie mm-hmm. and my faith and sunglasses. Mm-hmm. You know, I got some pretty cool sunglasses now.
Yeah, they look pretty cool.
Other things that are important to me, like these, I got some, like these cool little rocks that I picked up one time when I was walking on the sidewalk near some dirt. Reached down there and I pick up them rocks.
And you so hung on to them, huh?
Fans booing me, you know, I mean, it kind of hurt. But, you know, after all, I've given a lot to this football town. But
well, there he goes again, you know, football thing. Yeah.
But they're going to boo me, and that's okay.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be swinging at a lot of crazy pitches these days.
Well, man, I can't see. That's my problem is I can't see.
Can't see?
No, I can't see a thing. Like on Friday, I had like 45 Red Bulls before the game.
and that affected your eyesight in the daylight?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I can't focus on that. I mean, it's not what the Bible says to focus on. Mm. But I love swinging the bat so much, sometimes it's hard to lay off.
You just love swinging that thing.
Mm-hmm. Love swinging it. I mean, you think about where Jesus got after the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really confusing term, but go ahead.
It was his hometown of Israel, you know.
Hometown?
Mm-hmm. He lived in the town of Israel.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
Check a map.
He was called, his subdivision was called Tel Aviv or something.
That's where he was got after the most.
Yeah, he's got after a lot there, and he eventually moved up to Frisco, which is like a suburb.
Oh, really?
Of Tel Aviv.
Not sure you're exactly right about that, but
and then I think after he got transferred, he moved just outside of Jerusalem to, I think, Trophy Club, where he took a job at a GameStop or something.
Trophy Club, GameStop.
You're way off. For being a big Bible guy, you're really way off.
Well, I was reading all this in the Bible.
You were.
Because my faith is important. Mm-hmm. And so is Katie. And she's important to me. And
well, sure.
So is this cool shirt I got with like a skull on it on the front. It's got like a skull, and on the back it's got like fire or something.
Yeah, it's just a t-shirt, Josh. I don't know why that's that big a deal.
What's going on with you guys?
Not a lot.
Not much.
You know, they got so many good translations of the good book now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Katie gave me a good one for my birthday.
Yeah.
I think it's like called the Redneck Bible. Redneck Bible, and it's got like really big print in it and pictures of like four wheelers and stuff in it. It's pretty cool. There's a whole section on wrestling in it.
Mm-hmm. A section on wrestling?
Yeah, a big picture section on wrestling. And on the front cover, it's got Jesus jumping a horse over some cross fencing. on the back, it's got like Jesus sitting in like a Camaro giving a thumbs up, kind of winking.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
It's pretty cool. And that quote where did Jesus get got after the most?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Where is that?
I think it's in the Redneck Bible. It's in Lucas 4:24.
Okay.
It's what it's called, the Gospel according to Lucas.
Luke?
No. They've renamed them, kind of give them more, you know, country sound names.
Okay. Well, how do you like Anaheim?
Oh, it's all right.
Is it cool? You
know, yeah, the people there don't boo me.
Yeah.
And Sherlock's hadn't opened a franchise there yet, so I'm all right. You know, as long as I keep my eye on the Lord and keep emulating him, because he and I had a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're both got after in our hometowns. And
yeah.
I think he batted left, too.
That's unconfirmed.
Baseball was around back then.
Well, in the Bible, Katie gave me, it said he played for the Nazareth Yankees. I think he had dry eyes or something, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I guess you guys are very similar then.
You do have a lot in common.
A lot of people don't believe in the Bible.
You know, what's said in it, some don't, well, I guess.
You know, in their ignorance, they're ignoring the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
because if the Bible wasn't real, then, you know, it's like, why did all the scientists plant all those dinosaur bones, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Further their liberal agenda, you know, yeah. Their government agenda.
No
so,
doubt. Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of proves it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. What's going on with you guys?
Well, we're doing all right. Thanks for asking. You feel like you're going to break out of your slump here at some point?
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
I think last night maybe gets the ball rolling a little bit
hit
for
it
you.
Last night.
No, I just, you know, my idea up there is just get up there and get the at bat over as quick as possible.
I don't think that's what they're paying you all that money for, Josh. You're supposed to get hits and hit home runs.
No, I like, you know, them four pitch at bats, you know, swing a few times, sit down, go back to the dugout, read my redneck Bible, look at the wrestling pictures. All right, man.
All right, okay. Then. Well, good luck rest of the year.
All right, man.
All right, see ya.
Later,
that's,
man.
That's allegedly Josh Hamilton with us here on the team. Still getting booed. All right, it is 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Up